What is your name?
My name is Shay Eagleton.
What is the real-life issue or question you identified and researched?
My real-life issue is the declining mental health in teens and college students.
And how would you appraise the drawing, composition piece, or photograph you associated with it?
So, what I did is I made an art piece that represented a teenager alone, not being able to go out and get help, which is why there is help scribbled all over the walls, and it shows that they can't find help where they need it to because it's either out of their reach financially or physically.
Okay. What problem or side of the issue or question had you not considered before your research, and why did you feel like it was an important problem or side to the issue for you to consider?
The problem that I thought about after the fact was maybe these teens aren't looking for help. What if they're not looking for help? Like, if they aren't looking for the help that they need, how are they going to get that help anyways? Because with help, counselors, therapists, friends, parents, teachers, people to talk to, a lot of those options cost money and time for the other people. And the teens may not want to use the money or waste the time of those people to go get help. Go get the help that they need to do.
Okay. If you were to continue your research, what future directions would you anticipate it taking you in? What kind of sources would you need? And how might you apply that research to some future ambition or project?
If I were to go forward with this project, I would put toward a project of some kind that would allow students to find the help they need without threat of being put in a mental facility or someone like calling their parents as if like high school teenagers are going through this as well. I would try and find help for those kids in need that they don't have to worry about it financially, and they don't have to worry about their parent or guardians finding out, and they don't have to be worried about being put somewhere they don't want to be.
Okay. Thank you.